Right, well, welcome to episode 7, Dan.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Has been a while. Exams.
Yes, that's what we've just been doing. We're just out of exams, and now have the rest of the day free.
Yeah, because no one's revising after an exam.
Not one that finishes at 3 o'clock.
No.
So, this is what we're doing now.
Yeah.
So what's been happening, other than...
Well, I've been mainly revising, Dan.
Yeah, same. Any time I've not spent revising has been spent watching Gavin and Stacey.
Great show.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it before, as you know. But you mentioned on the Christmas episode that it's like the start of your December watching that Christmas special.
It is.
I also know you're quite obsessed with it. So this is a fun thing.
Well, I say obsessed.
Well, basically, every time you do one of those online test things that says they're the hardest one ever,
they never are.
You absolutely smash it. Yeah. So, I have written what I believe to be the hardest Gavin and Stacey quiz that's ever been written.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So I'm gonna throw them at you.
What now?
Yeah. Wow. No chance to revise.
No revision whatsoever.
Nope, straight in. I don't know how much of them will make it. I've got 15. I don't know how entertaining it'll be.
Yeah.
If you don't know any of them, it'll be quite a boring segment. Yeah. I'll ask you them all and then we'll see what we do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll not do them chronologically. I'll do them in sort of difficulty.
Right.
So I'll start off easy.
Right, okay.
We're
not starting in series one and then moving our way through.
No, because some of the hard ones are quite early on.
Right, okay.
Okay. You ready? This will be boring as well for anyone who doesn't watch Gavin and Stacey.
But if they haven't watched Gavin and Stacey, then they're not really a true fan of this show. Because
they should have.
They should be.
Yeah, I agree now. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I watched it in under a week.
Yeah.
Three series.
Only in the past week we've had to be revising, and you've also managed to watch...
About three a day.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one at night.
Plus the Christmas special.
Which is
like a double episode.
Yeah, it's an hour. Quite sad, actually, when you...
Anyway, we'll get sidetracked. Hit me.
Okay, what will we start with? What did Bryn's drama teacher used to always say?
Clean body, clean mind, as my drama instructor used to say.
Okay, smash that one. Alright. Okay. Alright, I didn't expect you to be absolutely straight in there.
Right.
Do you know what Bryn's... A lot of them are about Bryn, because I like Bryn.
Bryn's your favourite character, yeah.
Yep. Do you know what Bryn's Costa coffee order is?
Skinny white latte.
Well done. Okay, this is getting silly already. gonna have to... Okay. On Stacey's hen party...
Yeah.
They discuss a rugby player.
Yeah. Was in what position?
Do you know what position he plays?
He's scrum half.
He's a scrum half. Do you know his name?
I know that he puked on her arm and she puked on his back or something like that.
Okay.
That's not his name. Is it? I want to say Gareth or something like that.
No.
What was his name? Hang on. Sean.
Sean. It was Sean. Sean the scrum half. I'll give you it. Let's tick it. I'm ticking these off as we go.
Oh, nice.
So I know what you've got right. I'm going to give you that. Because the question was actually, what position does Sean play?
Okay.
But you jumped in before we got to that.
Okay,
so you knew it was a scrum half. Okay, so these ones are less... So that's the ones where people say.
Yes.
Because I know you can basically recite the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we're getting to more obscure things. What hit song plays in the background of Stacey walking down the aisle? So this isn't... Like, the characters can't hear this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just one of those, like...
Is it... I think after it, they play She's So Lovely.
Okay. I don't know.
Is it like... It's not like Chasing Cars or something like that.
It is Chasing Cars. Ah, dear. I'm getting shown up here. I thought that was a hard one.
It's quite a hard one.
Do you know what brand of polo top Smithy is wearing when he's being told that he'll be a dad? That's a really hard one.
Oh, is it Fred Perry?
No.
Because he's got like... He's
not
like
far
a,
off.
He has like a Fred Perry like top.
Yeah, you're not far off.
It's
got a big name on the back of the collar. Like the name of the brand.
Oh, okay. Is it like... is it Carbini or something? Or, no,
it's one of those
type
of things.
Because he's wearing like a blue and white top.
Yeah, it is blue and white. By the way, we decided that if he gets 12 out of 15 of these, then he's still like mentally good at this.
Yeah.
But this could be the one. Well, this is the one that's tripped you up.
Can we come back to it?
Can if you want. Okay, I'll leave it. Okay. Leave it unticked.
Yeah.
On the crazy golf course, what are the features on the last hole?
Oh, the one with the... Because I can picture the scene. He's explaining why he told Dave.
Yeah, we never get to see it.
No.
But we do get to hear about it.
Just finished the crazy golf course. You know, the one with the... Oh, Dan. I'm going to say something about, like...
I can see why you're doing that action.
Yeah, that thing there.
Mm-hmm. The action's in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. These are the kind of questions I'm after. The little bridge.
Yep, it's a bridge.
Is it just a bridge?
Bridge is that action.
Yeah, and there's something else. You know, the one with the little with the bridge and the... is it the windmill?
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Little bridge and the little windmill.
That's right.
Yep, smash that. Very good.
That was a good one. That was a tough one, like that.
But you got it. Okay. So these are going to get quite difficult.
Okay.
Now.
Right.
Do you know what books Doris and Gwen, respectively, are reading on the beach?
Oh, one of them's reading Harry Potter.
Yeah. Do you know which Harry Potter?
I don't know. I know one of them's Harry Potter.
Yeah, it is Harry Potter. I'll give you it.
And Doris is reading Jordan's autobiography.
Oh, well done. This is annoying me now. I really thought that.
Which Harry Potter was it?
Philosopher's Stone. That one was impressive. That's thrown me.
It's quite funny because Doris is reading Jordan's autobiography.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why it kind of stands out.
It's just not. It's not something anyone ever mentions.
Yeah, exactly. It's just another unsaid thing.
Very visual. Okay,
I'm impressed you actually picked up on your first time watching through as well. Those are the kind of things that
I was looking for stuff. I was writing a quiz. shortly after that,
yeah.
Which character is Mick driving the Dodgem with?
So, Smithy's with Nessa. I reckon, just going off, I reckon Pam would be with Bryn. So that would mean that Mick would be with Gwen.
Nope.
Or Doris.
He's with Doris, yeah. I'll give you it. Because the obvious answer is Pam.
But it's not Pam.
But it's not Pam. I thought you would say Pam.
No.
I was trying to lure you into full sense of security.
Yeah.
Right. These are hard now. If you get any of these, I think it's quite sad, actually.
That's what I've got to like, kind of like, weigh up. Do I admit to knowing the answer?
You do, though.
Yeah, okay.
Because let's be honest, you're aiming for superfan
status
right now.
Yeah, well, ideally what I want to come out of this is, you know, this goes online and then James Corden somehow hears about how I've known all these answers.
Straight to James Corden.
Straight to James Corden.
We're not going through Ruth, we're going straight to...
Okay, well, if Ruth Jones...
LA.
Yeah,
like,
any of the cast.
He's not got time for his own programme, League of Their Own now, let alone...
Right, okay, well, somehow we're working way to James
yeah,
Corden,
yeah, okay.
And he'll get in touch with me, and then in touch with you because you wrote the quiz.
I'd love to meet James Corden.
Me too.
That would be exciting.
Anyway, back to the quiz.
Right. Do you know what the name of the telephone mast company is?
Oh, when they're fighting about the masts. Is it something communications?
Yeah.
Because I can picture Pam shaking it out of the ground and then chucking it on the floor. I don't know.
It's half a point, but we're not giving you it unless you can tell me that. What type of juice cans are in the fridge at Marco's Cafe?
Juice cans. By I'm going to just clarify juice because in Scotland juice means something different.
Okay.
Because juice means like fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Pop.
Okay. Pop.
As the words are Gavin and Daisy.
Well, I know Nessa wants an iron brew.
That's it.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Everyone wants an iron
brew. Because she says like, what do you want? An iron brew. Because what if you have an iron brew? Go somewhere that has.
Yeah. The reason that I wrote that one is because I was really surprised. Because I thought Iron Brew was pretty exclusive to Scotland.
No, it's...
I was very surprised on a Welsh seaside
town.
It impressed me. I was like, that needs to go in.
Yeah.
I actually wrote the question before they mentioned it in the storyline.
Right.
So I was...
Oh, okay.
I thought
it was
that there was loads of them in the fridge because no one wanted them.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was just that everyone did.
Popular.
Yeah, which surprised me. So what we've done...
Another little thing just about Gavin and Stacey that I like is the little similarities between Smithy and Nessa that you pick up on the way through.
Little
like
things.
Like how they both want Iron Brew. They both have three bad sausage and chips. That kind of thing. Anyway, carry on. Back to the quiz.
What else have we got? Right, there's a couple here that I'd say are like out of the question. Because I put like three at the end that I was like...
Hoping to trip me up on.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if he's got most of them so far, I need to bring out the big gun.
Yes, okay.
This isn't one of them. Do you know what Dave Coach's middle name is?
Lloyd.
Correct. by the way, that's only ever mentioned once.
Once. It's on the wedding.
Yeah. And it's very throwaway.
And there's Vanessa Shanessa. That's mentioned twice.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what the name of the band that play at Gwen's surprise party are?
I can't even remember when that's mentioned.
It's not.
It's not mentioned. Is it
written? It's on their like kit. It? Yeah.
I don't know then, unfortunately.
Pluck and Squeeze.
Pluck and Squeeze. Yeah. That's a great name. Is that one of the hard ones?
No.
No. Sugar.
It is. It is like we're on the final. I've kept the telephone company one and the thing up here, but we're on the final three now.
Telephone company one's going to play on my head.
Right. Final three.
Okay, here we go.
Do you know the last three digits of Smithy's phone number?
When do you see that?
So in,
does he type it?
No, it's in more or less every episode.
Oh, it's on his car.
It's written on his car. Clear as day.
Yeah. Is it something funny? It's just a number.
It's just a phone number.
Okay.
I just thought because it's in it.
Yeah.
Quite often.
See, what comes to mind is 073.
I've not written the whole thing, so I can't confirm or deny. Okay. The last three digits and the second last three digits are the same, though. It's one of them.
Last three digits. Oh, so it's like a repeated one.
Yeah. Visualise the car.
I am. Come back to that one. I don't think I've been knowing that one, fortunately.
Well, I didn't expect you to.
No, that's quite a tough one. It's a good question, though.
Another number that's quite often shown on screen.
Is that the house number?
Gwen's house
47.
Number. How do you know that? How do you know that?
I think Gwen's 52 and Gwen's 47.
How do you know that?
I just do.
Why? I thought that was harder than the phone number.
Yeah, I know that one.
Why? I was actually going to skip it because I thought that is a ridiculous question, Dan. Why? Why did you even write that? Why do you know that?
I don't know, I've watched it a lot.
That is madness. All right, the last one, because so far, you've got... Oh.
Just the one to pick.
So far, you've got three wrong if you're not coming back to the polo shirt or the telephone company, because I've not told you the answers to any of them.
No.
And the three digits. You've got those three to go. The last question would put you over the 12 pass mark that I said.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
In the last ever scene, the four lead characters are sitting outside a chip shop.
Yep, they are.
Do you know the name of the chip shop?
Is it like a funny name, like a pun?
No.
No.
Not really.
That's a good question.
This is to win.
This is to win it.
Yep. The tension is unbearable.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, so...
Would you like to come back to the polo top for the win?
Polo top or the... Is the
or the telephone masks?
Is it like something like Intercell?
No,
I don't know the telephone. I know it's something communications.
Would you like to know the answer?
Yeah, I would like to know the one to the chip shop on the phone mast.
The chip shop's called Boofy's.
Didn't know that.
And the telephone mask called Alger.
Alger, of course it is. They've got like the little it's like a cog or something on the sign, I think.
Didn't write that down, so I couldn't tell you.
Right, so the other one is the logo, because he's got a blue and white top on, and he's got his collar up.
And it's in about
2006
or something. It's series first series.
That's series 2, isn't it? Yes, yeah, first episode of series 2.
Oh, okay.
So that's like 2000.
Yeah, because they're just back for... Yeah.
Okay, so what's that? So it's not Fred Perry, and it's not Champion... Not seems like the kind of one you get at JD Sports.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of shops.
Yep. JD or Sports Direct. You'd probably have it as well.
It's not like Cabrini. It's not. I'm thinking all these old brands that were about.
Can't believe you got the house number.
I can't remember.
It's Ben Sherman.
Ben Sherman, of course it's Ben Sherman. That's a very Sports Directy one.
Yeah. And just to round it all up, his last three digits of his phone number, 978. But there you are. 11 out of 14. 11 out of 15.
Yeah.
So that's...
11 and a half.
11 and a half, communications. So that's...
downstream of the percentage, isn't it? So, 77%.
Yeah. So, 75. Unlucky.
Yeah.
James Corden's not going to be knocking on their door.
I mean, I doubt he'll know any of, like, some of those questions as well. Like, I don't know if you'd know
that'd the chippy. That'd be interesting.
I don't know if you'd know the chippy.
If you can get...
get in contact.
Any
Governor Stacey...
cast member.
Yeah.
We can ask them those questions.
Yeah, but that is a good quiz. Like, you know when they say, world's hardest Governor Stacey quiz, and it's not.
Mm.
You know? That is a good quiz, because a lot of them, I was struggling.
I'll post it online.
Yeah.
On the Denalysis page.
I like that.
I mean, everyone...
everyone knows the answers.
Yeah, it's, yeah, true. But
or we could post it before we post this.
Yeah.
But then people could look them up, and, you know, we don't know.
Yeah, true. We could just put it on one of these sites and try and get a Gavin and Tuesday fan page to share it.
Yeah.
Along with a tag to the podcast.
Yes.
But...
that was a... that's a good way
to... the one I'm most annoyed about is definitely the house number. I thought that was ridiculous.
You think you've got me there?
Yeah. I thought that's absolutely mental. Yeah. That you know. You didn't even... I didn't even ask the question.
I knew what it was.
I was like, speaking of numbers, you're like 47.
Good quiz, though. You know what's devastating, though? So I've definitely done better in that quiz than the exam this morning.
You're not wrong.
There we go. Well, thanks for that.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, I enjoyed that quite a lot. I
like trying to shake it. I don't know how interesting it'll be to listen to.
No, but it's a good quiz, though.
If I ever watch The Office...
please do.
Because that's your other thing.
Which one?
The US
one. US one, yeah.
Another
one is
there's a lot to get through, isn't that?
Yeah,
that's a hefty quiz.
Yeah,
but I know The Office, you've never got a question wrong either.
No, I've got 50 out of 50 on that quiz.
Yeah, which is silly. Which shows you how big
the thing is. Most of those questions about like quotes.
Yeah,
and like my head has I have a head for quoting things
clearly,
so I can remember
Bridge of the Little Windmill.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because at first you were trying to visualise a scene with Crazy Golf and you were like...
I was like, what scene is that? And then I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What else is there? It's general election day.
It is general election day. Not that many people know that when listening to it, because it won't be general election day when they listen to this. So we'll
By the time this goes out, we'll know the result.
I've got to go and vote. Dan's done his postal vote already.
Yeah, I just send it in the post.
I've got to go and do my...
you like going up and down the line.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Who was it? Someone said to us the other day, do you not like going up and down the line and trying to guess who's voting for who?
The line? What do you mean the line?
Like the people going in to vote. But that would be funny.
Yeah.
That would be the most annoying game ever. You can never know the answer.
It's kind of like the game that Stacey plays in the waiting room.
That was hilarious. I have to guess the answers as well.
So far, I've got 3 right and 2 wrong. Oh, dear.
Yeah, top quality.
There we go.
Politics.
Politics, yeah. That's politics. Tick.
Yeah, that's that one done.
Nail. Dealt with that one.
We'll see how our lovely friend at the Lib Dems gets on.
What's her name again?
No idea. Don't think we mentioned her name last time.
Right, well, so this is episode 7. Yeah. So what's the plan for...
I think we're going to do 3 more before you disappear.
Speaking of Malaysia... quite a quick thing, but I was looking the other day about plug sockets.
Oh, plug sockets.
Yeah.
What do they have in Malaysia?
Same as here. Who'd have thought?
Really?
Yeah, who'd have thought? And they've made the right decision, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone who's been abroad knows that one of the best things about Britain
is our choice of plug.
Is our plug socket.
We don't understand how lucky we are.
No.
To have a 3-pronger. That is just so solid and sturdy.
Yeah, the top one's main job is just to stay in the wall.
And also, it doesn't spark as you put it in.
Yeah.
Which just happened on occasion when in Europe and, you know.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, it stays in the wall quite nicely.
Yeah.
And like, you're not just, if you don't nudge it, it's still there.
Yeah, if you pull the, like if you're
if you pull hoovering the cable.
Or whatever, and the but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But still.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about that, Mr. No. Robot Hoover.
Well.
But if you'd like tug on it, if you're in America or Europe,
yeah,
it's coming out of the wall straight away.
Yeah.
Ours is solid.
Very solid.
Ours, I think, if you had a phone in it and you pulled the phone, it would come out your phone
before it came out
well
the
before it yes, came out. Yes, whereas
it's definitely the other way around in Europe. Yeah. I'd say. Yeah.
You'd probably rip your. I reckon you'd probably rip a wire before you could pull out of the wall.
You reckon?
In certain, like.
Mm. Yeah, if you've got a really.
Configurations.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it goes downwards, so it would be pulling, like yeah. on the.
That's true.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah. So we've. That's one thing that we've yeah. got.
That's good, actually.
Yeah.
About Malaysia. Yeah. So you don't need to buy,
I didn't buy any adapters or anything.
Stupid adapter things.
It's just the same frequency, same voltage.
That's
fantastic.
Good. Fantastic. My granddad replaced all our plugs in our house in Italy with British plugs,
saying, yeah.
purely out of spite. Just like people telling him that's a stupid idea, and he went, "Nah, watch me." And now everyone's like, "It's actually a really good idea."
Yeah, apart from when like his like microwave breaks, and he's got to order one from like the UK.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're microwaving in Italy, you're already
You're
banished.
Yeah, you're already half British anyway. Yeah.
Well, there you are. Plug sockets in Malaysia.
Tick, tick.
Is that the only... I'm not very good at geography. The countries around Malaysia.
I don't know. All I did see was there was like a map and it had like colours on it of where each plug is used. So obviously America and Canada have got their own one.
Mm.
It goes on to Mexico.
Terrible.
Then yeah, horrible. I don't know what they use in South America, but it's again different.
Europe all had different colours on. They were rainbows because yeah. none of them can decide what size they should be.
Yeah, oh, that, I didn't even know that was a thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They all look the same to the naked eye.
Exactly, until you go and put it in, you're like, I'm sure that should fit. Yeah, it gets to the point where you're forcing it
yeah.
and it's not working.
You
anyway.
Need to take calipers in to buy a plug.
Yeah. Not sure how many people know what calipers are.
They measure diameters.
Good.
Some people may know what diameters mean.
Go on, what's the diameter? For my sister.
Oh, she'll love that. Yeah. Something to do with circles.
Yes.
It's irrelevant.
Okay, and then I think there was a few in like Africa. I'm guessing like kind of maybe British colonies. I don't know if there were many British colonies in Africa. Use the same plug as us.
Don't ask me.
But that they had a few little orange bits.
And British plugs.
British plugs. And then there was a few other ones in and around like...
Is it Commonwealth countries?
I don't know, because you think like then Australia and like...
Yeah, they've not got a bad plug, Australia. They're second. I've not been either, but I've seen it because I've looked at this.
Right.
It's
a good plug.
It's three.
They've gone for the steady option.
It's not as good as ours because it's not got the lock-in thing.
Right.
But it's still three, which is better because then it can't move.
Is it America the one that has the ones that can like move like that? It's like two, like...
You're doing an action on a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Just, so, like, they can basically move.
They can move because like, the sockets are never the same.
Yeah.
So your plug can adapt.
Also, this is another thing I thought the other day was... You know, so we've got the three-prong plug.
Yeah.
Why is it, then, that when you're charging, like, your toothbrush or your razor, they have like a two-prong charging port? Like, and if you go into a bathroom, they have, like, a two-prong...
Yeah, well, it's illegal to have
that many volts
plug in a bathroom.
Okay, but you can get away with it with that one.
Yeah, I don't know why. Don't know what the safety things are around it, but they are specific bathroom
plugs. There we go, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's illegal to have a plug in.
I did think it would be something to do with safety, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're safer.
Probably lower voltage, I don't know. Lower frequency.
They go up to quite high, because there's two normally.
Yeah.
Like,
there's like a...
And you can never decide which one you're shaver.
Which one you're going to do it in.
You just put it in both until it lights up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I thought, because we've got one of them at home, like in the bathroom. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
I think most houses do, because you're not allowed a plug.
No.
Never seen a plug in a bathroom, have you?
Don't think so.
No, you haven't, because it's not allowed.
Not in the UK anyway.
No.
Maybe in some other
country. Yeah, bound to have some countries that couldn't care less.
Yeah, well there we go.
For the
with European plug, there's no like switch, is there? Am I wrong?
No, yeah, it's no, there's none, yeah. Yeah. It's just always
That's
on.
Why it always sparks when you put it in.
Yeah, America's the same.
Hmm. Dangerous.
Do you... living dangerously. Do you... I've got two things.
Cool.
Never have a light switch in a bathroom, same reason. And the one I've just noticed
in
this room.
Dan's pointing at a
with
plug.
The red
showing up.
Thing, would you put it off in your house? Or would you just...
Always.
I would always put them off, but I didn't know if it was one of my...
Oh, no, that's actually quite stressing me out.
Little OCD things.
Yeah,
or...
I might kind of turn it off now, actually.
Off to turn it off?
Yeah.
safety.
That's what we're here for. That's a public safety announcement. Turn your plugs off. Do you turn off when you go on holiday? Do you turn off all your plugs at home? Like you, do you like turn your TV plugs off? Do you?
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. I'm sort of that. Why risk it?
Do you unplug them?
No, I'll just switch.
Just switch them off.
Yeah, if they've got nothing coming through.
Yeah.
Because it's like I don't particularly trust those. Called extension,
yeah,
like
we've got
things.
Multiple,
yeah. So you normally get four,
mm-hmm.
It's like they're always on,
yeah. But you got some of them have like a switch on them,
yeah. I've got one of them, that's because I don't trust the ones that don't,
mm-hmm.
But the ones that don't, are they always, is that like an American,
yeah, it must
or,
be,
because no,
it's
always
American,
coming
but,
through, but
yeah.
Like having no,
yes,
switch,
no switch, yeah,
it's because it's coming in,
yeah,
it's weirder than going,
yeah,
it confuses me,
yeah.
Somewhat.
Electricity,
yeah,
crazy.
Who invented it?
Is that a genuine question, or was that?
Do you want?
Who invented electricity or discovered
Well. Who came up with using it?
No. Isn't it, was it Tesla who came up with the battery?
I think Edison and Tesla both claim it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was the answer I was looking for, either one of those two.
Didn't Edison do the light bulb?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Fun times.
Watched a good film about that. The like race between
those
two.
So I watched that as well.
Yeah, it was good.
What, was it called Tesla? There's one on Netflix called Tesla.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There's another one about someone else.
Mm.
Quite interesting.
The other one was Einstein, I think.
Yeah, it was Einstein. Yeah. You're right. I watched that.
Yeah, it was good.
I think I actually watched that last year when I was revising for exams. Like, that was my procrastination.
Just to sort of get yourself in. I'm as clever as him.
Yeah, just to inspire me.
Yeah. Look at how smart he was.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I could go the other way and go, I'm not at that level.
Well, I wouldn't want to be at that level. Imagine being in that guy's head.
Oh.
It'd just be like absolute carnage.
Yeah, stuff just bouncing off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Mm.
Right, well, there we go. That's episode 7.
Yep.
Done. What was that? Gavin Stacey, plugs, and electricity, I think, at the end there.
A little bit of politics.
A bit of politics in the middle.
Which is the makeup of all good.
All good podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We've definitely got our formula.
Find me another podcast where you can find lots of in-depth Gavin and Stacey knowledge, as well as a prediction on the general election and some facts and public plugs in Malaysia.
I think we'll be struggling.
Yeah, only one.
Mm-hmm.
Unique.
Yeah.
So, top in that chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chart of one.
Yeah.
So, episode 7. Remember to like us and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yep.
Stuff like that. What else are we going to do, Dan?
What else are we going
to
do?
Well, as in, like, what else can we ask them to do?
Oh, want to get them involved?
Well, I don't know. How about we ask them?
What do they want to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send in some topics.
Yeah.
Of, you know, just things that you've thought of. Because I think one of the beauties of this podcast is we make people think about things in a way that they don't, like, we normally think about them.
Yeah.
So, since listening to this podcast, has there been anything that you've gone, yeah, but what about this little thing here? Why?
Yeah.
I've not thought about that before. And I'd like you guys to discuss it. So what we'll do is, I think, we'll stick something on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, and we'll just get either people to comment or just reply to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and hopefully the next, because that we can do that for series 2. Yeah, so get more ideas for series 2 and things like that.
Yeah, I think just gaining what people want to hear about, we're happy to talk about anything, as you've gathered.
Yeah.
And this was meant to be a really short one because we were just finished our exam, but we've now gone on like a long time.
Yeah.
So
we don't know how much of this is going to stay in.
Yeah, absolute, like, no organisation whatsoever. But
that's
fine.
One of the beauties of it.
Yeah, it's fun.
We can just do it. We've also new mic.
You could probably tell.
Hope you can tell.
It's cool.
It is cool.
Pretty cool. You've actually put up 4 up.
Oh, we might do actually.
Yeah. It's hefty.
Yeah. And it's heavy.
Yeah.
I had to bring a different bag into uni, especially just to bring this mic in.
Yeah, because our sound has gradually got better as it went. Because we got a new mic we didn't mention for 5 and 6,
yeah.
Which a lot of people were like, "Oh, that like that changed a lot there."
Yeah,
and now it's probably gone up again.
Yeah,
this one's just comfier, isn't it? Because we can sit where we want.
Exactly. And I think it'll be good when we have more guests on.
Yeah.
Also, let us know if you want to be on. We've had a few people ask to be on.
Loads of people want to be
on.
I'm surprised how many people want to be on. Because at first, like,
we were asking people.
Yeah.
We were, like, kind of begging them to come on.
But then, like, they'll be really nervous. That's the other thing.
Mm.
a lot of people that have, well, the people that have come on have been all up for it, and then when you click record, they change.
Yeah, it's quite nerve-wracking.
Totally different person when the mic's.
I mean, we found that on the first.
Yeah, we were the same. Yeah,
we were like, it's actually, there's a microphone recording what we're saying. It's quite a daunting thing.
We have to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there we go.
What about in the new mic when it's got, because you've got a boom as well, which basically means it's coming from overhead. That's going to be even more intimidating for people.
But then I think it'll make it more like a conversation, because you can't, maybe it's like up here.
Ah, it's very professional now though. Yeah, we're really upgrading quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were wrapping up.
I was wrapping up. I know, I was wrapping up 5 minutes ago. Yeah, we're now into 40 minutes. So, so that's episode 7. We've got a couple more episodes, well, a few more episodes to come out.
Yeah.
Before New Year or around New Year.
Yeah.
Then we'll have a brief interlude, I reckon.
Yeah, when you disappear.
Disappear, but we might have a few episodes coming out every now and then, just.
Yeah, we'll be sporadic after that. That's a good word, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great word. Should use that more often. Write that down. But yeah, so thanks for listening today. Dan's now playing with a whiteboard, which, okay. Thanks for listening, and hope you listen to episode 8 when it comes out as well, and I hope you enjoyed this one.
Hope you enjoyed the election results.
bye.